Three Counties Radio. This is Gareth Wesley, the Beach Boys. I can hear music coming up for you in just a few minutes' time. Now, thanks to the Forces Children's Trust, I've got that wrong. 20 youngsters today whose parents have died or been seriously injured whilst serving in the armed forces will take part in flying lessons today in Bedfordshire. Thanks to the Forces Children's Trust, these kids are going to have the chance to get a bit closer to the heroics of their parents at Cranfield Airfield. Our reporter, Gareth Lloyd, is there now for us.
Thanks very much, Gaz. Yes, we're here at Cranfield Flying School this morning, looking out over the runway in front, a plane taking off. And I've never seen so many, I don't know what these planes are called, but they're kind of tiny little planes compared to the jumbo jets that we fly on holiday with. I'm with Goaty in front of me. Goaty, this has kind of been one of your ideas. You've been in the team to put this together. Fantastic day for the Forces Children's Trust.
Absolutely. It's called Freedom Wings Days, and by the nature of the name, it's about putting big smiles on little faces. And the point about these days is to try and implant that gift of imagination, because a lot of the youngsters coming from all over the country, by the nature of where they're coming from, they've lost a loved one in Iraq or Afghanistan. And today is about liberation and freedom.
And they're going to be getting in a plane with an instructor, and once they've taken off, they're going to be doing much of the flying themselves.
You can see that they range from 8 years old up to 16. And the whole point about today is to empower them, to give them that feeling of control. And, you know, we all fly every day. We know what it's all about. But the idea
some of us do. Some of us don't.
Some of us are lucky enough. So we want to share what we love. And if you can imagine being this young and you are flying an aeroplane with a big engine, and you are in control.
It's going to be kind of also just maybe understanding what their parents were doing, that they went out in conflict, that adrenaline rush, why they got into an aeroplane in the first place.
Absolutely. I mean, they have enough complications in their day life, and if we can inspire them to remember who they are and that life is fantastic, and, you know, that their loved ones has done something amazing for all of us, for our freedoms. And absolutely, you know, when you're taking control of the plane, it's just an amazing feeling. Your whole body is tingling.
Now, I'm going to be jumping into the back of one of these planes to go up with someone later on. Where are we flying to? What are we going to do? What's the route for people to look out for me in the sky?
Sure. We're going to take off heading towards Milton Keynes. We're going to take a left turn towards Millbrook. And then we're going to go slightly north towards Bedford, eventually going up to Gratham Water. And then we're going to come in through Wellingborough.
It sounds like it's been a fantastic day. Kids already arriving, parents already arriving, excited to see the kid getting in the plane and going up there. It's going to be a fantastic experience for everyone here today.
Well, hopefully you will get to share in that excitement.
Goaty, thank you very much. I'll be up in my plane. I mean, I've got my safety brief in a second, Gaz, and then I'll find out how exciting this is going to be when I get in my plane a little bit later on and take to the skies above the Three Counties.
Thanks very much, Gareth. Right, still to come. Later on the show, we're going to be talking more about embarrassing pocket calls. We've got some brilliant ones written on the Facebook wall. People are starting to call in.